Hey, I think we might be recording again, Nate.
Hey, take three is always the best take.
I love it. I love it.
Start up and do the Reflex Blue Show.
Welcome back. And this is going to be a good one because we have brought with us... Actually, they're not really with us because...
Not at all.
Yeah, we've got Justin Aarons back on the show for the first time in Season 3.
Is this once a season that we've had J.A. on?
I think
so.
I think he's crashed.
He was Season 1, Season 2.
Yeah, I've told him to mooch my way on the show before.
Yeah,
he's been on some of the specials, and he'll probably be on one of the Howe specials or so next month because he'll be at Howe.
Maybe, if we let him.
Yeah, HoweConference.com, register now. And we brought Vaughn Glitchka from Salem, Oregon, is it?
Vaughn's up in Salem, I'm pretty sure. How are you doing today, Vaughn?
I'm doing great.
You sound like a dream.
Now, Vaughn will also be at Howe. In fact, they're both speaking at Howe.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. Because they're speaking at Howe, and we're not. But we will be there.
Yes.
So, let's go one at a time, or both simultaneously, whichever you prefer.
Ooh, I think we should, you know, maybe we can, like, do a rock, paper, scissors over.
I would like to hear a debate. Between the each of you, let's say that your talks are scheduled simultaneously, which I'm sure they are. Which one should I go to?
Go.
Well, I mean,
yes, perfect.
I mean, Nate, if you want to have an experience like none other at the Howe Conference, then you definitely want to come see my talk about life kerning.
Okay, I like this.
You know, I talk about how to build. An inspired life around things that you enjoy, how to try to bring some balance, if there is such a thing, to a design life.
What if I enjoy a lack of balance in design life?
Well, then this is another great sample for you to come see, because I show you good and bad, all mixed into one.
The ups and the downs.
It's a burrito of life-curning love for you to chew on.
A burrito of life-curning love.
Now, it's a nougat center.
Right. The nougat burrito. And Vaughn, what might we... I believe, Vaughn, you're one of, like, the featured, like, headline guys, right?
I don't know. The way they position me right under Armin Witt, it makes it look like I have a man crush on him every time I see the picture.
You know, every time anyone gets positioned under Armin Witt, it feels like there's a bit of a man crush going on. Hey-o! What will you be speaking about at Howe this year, Vaughn?
Well, I made the mistake of pitching three ideas and kind of coming up with a clever title for mine called Creating Five Alarm Concepts. And at this point, I have no idea what I'm going to do. So
that's awesome.
Way to sell it.
I'm glad we're getting this information out there early.
No, I'm still working on it. I have a lot of notes. I just haven't really... spent the time to weave it all together into a compelling presentation yet.
Right. Well, but I've seen Vaughn give a presentation or two in my day. Generally comes out fairly entertaining, if not informative and educational as well. And Justin, so I couldn't help but notice that you are not a headline featured speaker, or at least... So how do you feel about that?
I love having less pressure, and... you know, having friends like Vaughn crash and burn, so when people come see me, they feel like they've really got their money's worth.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Vaughn is a fantastic speaker. If I had to choose between the two of us, I, of course, would recommend me, but you'd probably have more fun at Vaughn's.
Yeah. I've had fun at Justin Talks, too. I like a little Justin
thankfully
Talk.
Thankfully, neither of them are up against Steve Gordon, because you both get crushed. Because
I think Steve is just facilitating this year, man.
Yeah.
Remember, it's like How to Live the Fabulous Life of Steve Gordon with Steve Gordon?
Yeah, but he doesn't really talk about anything. He just kind of, you know, wraps up there and people are mesmerized because, you know, of his shiny muscles.
You know, I hate to devote too much of the podcast to it, but I was with Steve at a Starbucks the other day, and his power was in full effect over the baristas. They were just, like, worshiping at his feet. It was amazing. Like, he was, like, Foursquare mayor, but actually the king of Starbucks. So, go to the Howe Conference, and you can both get Vaughn headlining, Justin not, and Steve probably working his mojo over whole swaths of the graphic design community.
Yeah, Steve brings a full tilt creative boogie.
Thank you. registered trademark, Stephen R. Gordon. So that's kind of what we got going on.
Now, the other thing we've got going on
there,
yeah, is since we've had both Vaughn and Justin on the show, they've actually both released hardcover books again since they've been on the last show.
Yeah, so much more important than their softcover books.
Right.
Right.
Justin has Best Business Card Design 9, and Vaughn, you've had your second pattern book finally came out, which we just used, and it's fantastic, by the way.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah, which was that Drip Dot Swirl, or was that another one? Was that a more different one?
Drip Dot Swirl, and I'm working on a third book that's due July 1st. So,
what's Wait. That one called?
I can't remember the name.
Vaughn is nailing it on the show today.
It's because they changed the title and I didn't bother to memorize it. So
what's this book about?
It's basically going to be an archival art book, so full of like ornaments and border treatments. That
yes, okay, yeah, I saw about this. This looks awesome. Like actually, yeah. Like good borders as opposed to the ones that you normally like the.
As opposed to your normal crap, Vaughn. That's what he's trying to say.
That's what I was trying to say, was that, you know, you've got your default patterns, and then you have the pattern sets of extraordinary value that you get from Vaughn Glitchka's Drip Dot Swirl. Same thing will probably apply to his Borders and Dingbats and Icon sets. I'm imagining, right, Donovan Berry?
That's what I would call the book right there.
Poop. Write it down. Put that on Amazon. We got to sell a copy right here. Now, Justin, we do have sitting in front of us Best of Business Card Design 6.
No,
oh, I'm sorry, it's upside down. It's 9. So this is Rule 29's book, which you know you can tell because it says Rule 29. Geez, 3-4 times on the page that I'm looking at right now. And can you tell us a little bit about this book coming together?
Yeah, you know, it's as you said, 9 in the series of a fairly successful brands for Rockport.
Yep.
And, you know, my team, we had a lot of fun putting the book together. You know, I think we had, I don't know how many thousands of business cards come in, and over a few months we went through and judged the thing. And then, you know, we also tried to have a little fun with it by, instead of doing the typical, you know, non-themed book, we try to give a little bit of a, you know, a style to it, try to add some science to it to have it be a little more fun. I think it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit more about the process of judging this, if you would. Like, who got in, who didn't? Does Vaughn have anything in the book? Because I know
Vaughn has a ton in the book, but he paid me.
Oh, okay. I think that kind of answered both my questions right there.
Yeah, right there, boom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Justin also nailing the interview today. I'm very excited.
No, you know, what we did is as cards came in, I actually had my whole team together, so the 6 of us went and judged cards that were obviously in, and then we had cards that were obviously not in, and then we had our pile of, you know, maybes.
Yeah.
And after, you know, a few weeks after the deadline, we went back through and then we classified them based on trends that we saw or styles of cards. And It was pretty tough. I mean, there was a lot of great work that we had. The other work that wasn't so great, we actually burned in a ceremonial fire.
Nice. Well, at least people know how their work's getting treated. Now, Vaughn, you've judged Logo Lounge a handful of times now, or just the once?
Just book 5.
Just book 5. So is your process kind of similar? One of the things I'm curious about is there ever a possibility, this is a question for both of you guys, where those obviously not included pieces or logos, are there any of them that wrap back around from bad all the way to becoming good again? Is anything so bad that it is completely awesome and you had to include it?
Well, give me an example of when you've seen that happen.
Okay. Purple Rain, the movie.
Jeez.
Actually, I can answer that one. We had a couple of cards that had such gaudy foil that they were awesome.
Okay.
I think one had a gaudy foil of a bear, and it was so awful it was fantastic at the same time.
Is that it?
Oh yeah.
Can I get a page number on that? probably not.
It only made the book because it wouldn't burn in the fires.
Yeah.
It was actually tough because we had to print foil on just that page just so we could capture the bear.
I think some of the, you know, some of the styles that were used, you know, you have your typical overproduced just because they had the budget and they thought that would, you know, make it fantastic. Others where they used, like the bear, actually, it was just a real, you know, it wasn't overdone, but it was just a fantastic use of that technique. And in fact, when we opened it up, we started cracking up and we're like, oh, that's fantastic. And, you know, we had several cards like that.
Well, Justin, we found your bear on page 185 of this book in this foil stamp, and I got to say, this is tremendous.
Fantastic, isn't it?
It is a goddamn amazing gold foil bear.
And I love how you just put the front side of the card upside down because it's so dominant, it doesn't even matter.
I was actually going to ask, did you mean for the front side of that card to be upside down, or did it come to you that way, like in a photo?
Like he didn't turn the envelope around, like it came to upside down the envelope, and that's how it goes, makes it in there.
I don't know. We could theorize a lot of reasons.
Yeah, it's creative inspiration.
Yeah. You know why? Because that card is fucking scared of that bear. It is flipping out. Okay, so...
You know what's better than my book? My presentation at the HAW conference. You should come see me.
Yes.
Oh, he's selling. I think he's winning.
Which I would like, even though Vaughn was feeling a little bit bad about not being fully prepared, I would note that we haven't heard a lot of specifics from Justin, and perhaps before recording he admitted that his presentation is also not in the can. So,
oh, no, mine's completely done.
Totally.
Well, that's only because Justin hasn't rewritten his presentation over the last 10 years.
Snap.
Well, I would use one of your presentations, but since you guys never have an opportunity to
present,
I'm not
thank
sure
you.
How I can do that.
Thanks for inviting that upon us, Donovan Berry.
Pow!
But you have a podcast, so that's special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Not anyone.
It's almost impossible for anyone, whoever would like to start one of those up.
All right, well, let's talk about what you guys have been doing recently, and the reason we have both of you together on the show rather than to duke it out mano a mano.
If you want to get that, that's fine. Donovan's going to go ahead and ask a question, though.
Is you guys have recently, with Life in Abundance, which we've talked about on the show before, you guys have been making a documentary with them in Africa.
Yeah, and Vaughn, you were just down, you guys were both just down in Africa together, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We spent about 10 days over in Nairobi, Kenya.
How did this start with actually deciding to take from design to actually move it into a documentary format, and what type of things did you... scared you the most about working in something I assume you haven't done a lot of before?
Well, you know, after going there the first time a couple years ago, you know, it was really important for us to try to show people back in the States what the extreme poverty scenario was like. And, you know, Vaughn can answer this pretty well too, but until you're there and you see it, you touch it, you smell the slums, you know, you don't quite know or can fully, you know, internalize what it's like. So I had kicked around an idea. One of the dreams I've always had was to create a documentary, and I kicked around an idea with Life in Abundance that we'd love to do it. And the director came to me and said, hey, can you do a documentary? I mean, is that something that you're able to do? I was like, yeah, of course we are. And so I had no idea, of course, how to do it. And so I got together with, you know, McDonald Photography, who's one of our partners, and we sat down and planned out the first film that we did last year in Ethiopia. And that went pretty well. And then when I was talking to Vaughn and Austin last year at Howe, I think, wasn't that where it was, Vaughn?
Yeah.
About, you know, collaborating in some way, like we did with you guys in the poster. And he goes, well, I'm in. I want to go. So this year we retooled the team and, you know, had a much better setup and went through Nairobi. And it was, Vaughn could talk about it, but I think it was pretty eye-opening.
Vaughn, was this the first time you've been to Africa?
Yeah, this is the first time I've been to Africa. And I knew I was going to have a little bit of culture shock just because of that, but it kind of went beyond the culture of, you know, Nairobi. Didn't really surprise me that much, but when we got to the slums, I was I don't know. I wasn't really fully prepared for what I was going to experience there. And I know this kind of sounds corny and predictable, but I mean, it really did change the way I look at a lot of things. And frankly, it's kind of hard to talk about it now without thinking about certain things and kind of getting emotional about it. So
how dare you get emotional upon our show, Vaughn?
It really did pull at a lot of heartstrings, and especially with me having my own kids and kind of interacting with kids over there, you couldn't help but project your own kids onto their situation, and, you know, it really, really broke your heart. So the documentary, though, as far as I don't have any experience other than this time working on anything like that, but from what I could tell, everything went pretty smoothly. And I think all the footage we got over there, I think, is going to, you know, work its way together into a very compelling narrative when it's all said and done.
Yeah, one of the things that I found most interesting, just kind of about the culture over there, was, and Vaughn, I saw this on your blog post, you put up several, you know, kind of recounting your trip, was these little wireframe cars that the kids would make out of anything at all.
Yeah, wasn't that cool?
Yes, tell us about those.
Well, the first day we went to the slums, we kind of made an agreement between all of us that none of us were going to take any of our cameras. We just wanted to go there and experience it just face to face without having any kind of technology in between us and what we were taking in. And that was the first day. You know, I saw a kid with a little toy car that I'm not sure what kind of wire it is. I'm assuming some of it's like, it's kind of like clothes hanger gauged wire, and they just bend it together to form basically a wireframe structure of either a truck or an automobile. And then what they use for the little tires are just screw caps, plastic screw caps that they just punch through with another wire to make the axle, and then they just drive them around with an extended wire coming out the top. It was, I just couldn't believe the ingenuity and creativity that some of these kids had.
And some of them seemed oddly specific. I think there was a Ford Bronco.
Yeah.
And like really not just like here is a random blank car shape, but like really getting into the structure of a modern designed automobile. But even just, yeah, like you said, like, God, just the ingenuity of developing, you know, working steering mechanisms and just building these things from literally whatever's laying around on the ground next to them.
One other thing we saw another day while we were shooting on this railroad track was there was three kids playing. One of them had a rope tied to basically a toilet seat cover. Another kid was sitting on it, and they're pulling it like a sled. You know, so there is a lot of
that was the young boy who was crippled too, you remember? He was kind of holding on to that, and they were
yeah,
having fun pulling him around.
It was
pretty sobering, yeah.
I mean, I was just sitting there on one hand I'm like, that is awesome that they are doing that. On the other hand, I'm like, that is heartbreaking completely. But, and then Justin comes back and says, oh, by the way, that kid was crippled.
Well, I mean, not to make light of it, but what was cool about that was they were being boys, you know? The young man who was crippled was having a blast. And I think that the one thing that always amazes me and that I love about going to the situations, and Vaughn has alluded to this, is the ingenuity of the poor, especially the kids, you know? I mean, there are so many toys that they made out of trash to make themselves... or, you know, to use their imagination and to, you know, have fun together. It was incredible. And some of the wire cars and stuff that we saw were brilliantly put together. I mean, they were, like, very finely crafted. But I will say this. I want to give props to Vaughn because this is the worst place I've ever been. I mean, I don't want to go into the details. I don't want the show to be depressing and, you know, drive everyone to drink, but... There are times where, you know, there was not a time during the day that someone on the crew didn't turn around and cry for a little bit, because it's just it's constant immersion in a reality that shouldn't exist. But Vaughn was incredible with the kids. One of my favorite days, I didn't get to witness it because we were filming, is we sent Vaughn and some of the crew out to a field, and it's on Vaughn's blog post now, to basically just draw and do art with the kids. And just the attention and the energy and the excitement and just the reward the kids had of someone paying attention to them and drawing with them was amazing. And so, Vance, you did a good job on that, man. That was pretty unbelievable.
I'll never forget it. It was a blast. You just reminded me, though, I forgot to post a picture today that I meant to include, and that is when we were driving out from this one open-air market where we bought some souvenirs. There was some street slum kids, I think they're around 16, maybe 18 years old, that were selling these wireframe kind of sculptures to cars passing by. And, you know, I bought this little motorcycle that they had made out of wire. All it is just wound wire to create this little motorcycle, and the detail is unbelievable. So as soon as I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to post that image because I meant to do that. But it was... I was just blown away by the craftsmanship of it, and when it was all said and done, I gave them $5 for it, but I think that translates out to like $3.45 in shingle, or is it shingles?
Shillings.
Medical condition.
Yeah, just so you know, Vaughn, that's 375 shillings, so you made that person's day, so... Good job.
Now, what is left in this process for you guys as designers? Is someone else cutting the actual doing the editing?
What
are you guys involved with?
Well, we have the photography partner that we have is going to do the first edit, and then I will go and we'll work through the storyline. You know, from an art direction standpoint, I'll make sure it's at the level that we want it. And then I will probably work with Vaughn on helping with some graphics before we go into doing some of the motion and titling for the film.
Okay, when in doubt, foil bears.
Yep, it's all over. We're all over it.
Maybe a foil elephant.
Yeah.
See, were there elephants? I kind of would assume that there could Asian elephants. Damn it.
We went on safari one day. We didn't see elephants, but we did see rhinos. Lions,
bears, anyways. Tigers,
yeah.
rabid monkeys
yeah. Who are not having it with Vaughn. Well, that sounds great, guys. And Justin, when do you expect that documentary is going to be finished?
Well, it'll be finished this fall, and actually, we hope to have a screening in 8 cities, one of which is Omaha. Believe it or not,
we're hoping for that. Let us know if we can help, of course, and. Okay, so we'll hear more about that on the fall. You give us a ring, and we'll get something up on the site so people know where they can go to see it.
Awesome.
All right.
So what are you guys working on now? I mean, you guys currently, Justin, you have the best business card design 9 or 29 or 6 or whatever you want to call it out in the stores. Vaughn, you've got some book without a title that we can talk about on the air coming out in the stores. You got a documentary in the fall. What else do we have to look forward to?
Well, actually, Justin, why don't you talk about the project we're going to be working together?
Well, Vaughn and I are going to collaborate on a series of books documenting some of the visuals that we saw on Africa, everything from the art in the slums to portraits to just some of the things that we think would be interesting to other creatives, and self-publish a little book set that hopefully we can... get some people interested in and maybe sell it to raise some money. But that's, I don't know, one of the more fun things we have coming up. And then we might speak together sometime this summer.
Oh, that'll
sweet.
Involve,
just like in a hotel?
That'll involve like writing a new speech for the next 10 years.
Oh, that's two, Justin, that you would have to come up with in a pretty short span of time. I'm not sure if you got that in you. You might want to pace yourself, okay?
Well, I could just be like Steve Gordon and write someone's coattails, Vaughn's.
There you go. Vaughn's got coattails. You can ride. He's a featured keynote speaker at IO. He's like
That's
the biggest
right.
dude there. that he's got a man crush on Armin Vitt, but it's cool. So, okay, so we will see you guys in Howe in just a few weeks. Justin, Vaughn, thanks so much for being on the show today. We can't wait to see the documentary and just learn more about the trip in general. Donovan, you got anything else for us today?
No, other than thank you very much for being on the show, and we look forward to everything coming out over the next year or so from you guys.
Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Peace out, world.
Thanks. Thanks, David.